Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for a four shalema for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Beis. We left off on the very last line of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Let me just get my notes up here. Here they are. Yesterday I made four Shiva calls in four different boroughs of New York. We went from the Bronx to Manhattan to Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, Brooklyn. It was quite a day. So I had a lot of time in the car to listen to Rabbi Rosner and all this other stuff that was going on. Anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful daf. Good morning. David Yoshua, Yeshai Yitzchak, Svika from Dallas. Okay, hopefully all is going well there. Dr. Joe, continue to force Shlema. How are we feeling, Dr. Joe? We're feeling all right? Okay, great. Chanach, Avi, Daniel Avraham, Harav Eliezer Dov, Aryeh, and Shlomo David. Let's pick it up from the very bottom of Nun Aleph and Bey's last line. Here we go. So the Mishnah had said that if you do mamar and then you give a get, mamar followed by a get, so you still need a chalitza. Now, it's a little bit strange. Now, in order to understand the first line of the Gemara, you just have to remember what it said in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had started off with the case of get achar get, mamar achar mamar, yibam achar yibam, and chalitza achar chalitza. And then it goes on to explain the first ketzad is get achar mamar. So it's weird. Why didn't the Mishnah spend any time explaining the first four cases? That's not usually the way a Mishnah works. So the Gemara just calls the Mishnah out on this point. So says the Gemara, "Hi, get achar get who?" The Mishnah starts telling you, explaining the Mishnah. This is not the first case in the Mishnah of get achar get. It's explaining get achar mamar when it should have been explaining the first. This is not the case of get achar get. So the Gemara says, don't bother me. Amar of Yehuda, hachi kamar. No, get achar get, umamar achar mamar. There's kidamaran. There's no need to explain that. That's obvious. We already explained that in the Brisa. That's clear. You don't need much explanation of that. Yavam echad vivama achas, keitzad hatarasan. However, in the case of where you do mamar or get first, if you have a yavam echad and vivama achas, how do you be matar? It's as if the Mishnah would say dot dot dot, like, you know, get achar achar get. We know, but mamar achar mamar. That's the case that we're mamar achar get or get achar mamar. That's the case that requires explanation. Also mamar. Now, but I want to add one point over here. Let me add one point. So the Bach. The Bach adds in a word here. You see on the third line, it says Kedamaron, right? Then it says Yavam Ach Echad Vivam Achas Ketzad Mitzvas Hatarasan. You see on the third line, there's a little Aleph there. The Bach adds in the word Mitzvas Hatarasan. So this leads to the question, we'll see, maybe we'll wait for the next line to say it, and the next line also talks about that. Asa Mama Ubal Harezu kim mitzvasa. Okay, so that's clear. That's yibum. If you do mamar and then you do bia, so that's the normal way to do the mitzvah. But here we're talking about doing a chalitza, and that's a mitzvah. So that's a question. Is a chalitza a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to do chalitza, or is chalitza just a way of letting the woman go marry somebody else? The classic question is, this is the Ar Sameach. Good morning, Reb Mordechai. Great to see you. So the Chacham Tzvi, Chacham Tzvi, in his first tshuva, discusses the following question. You have a woman, she's 96 years old. Her husband dies without kids and he has a brother. She has absolutely no intention of remarrying. She's not remarrying, she's 96. Does she need a chalitza? Is there a mitzvah to do chalitza even if you're not intending to get married? Well, no. Chalitza is there if you want to go get married to somebody else. It's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. It just permits you to go get married. But you don't have to do chalitza. She's not getting married. So should she still do chalitza? Does she get a mitzvah? So this Bach adds in this words, mitzvahs chalitzasan. Sounds like chalitza is a mitzvah, regardless, or as some would say, irregardless. ever notice some people say irregardless, some people say regardless, but anyway, regardless of whether or not she's planning on getting remarried. It's interesting. This same question comes up by a lot of other things. Let's say you own a field, and you're not planning on eating anything from this field. Do you have to take trumas and maizes off? You're not eating. You're not going to eat it. Is trumas and maizes just to be matter you to eat it? Or no, there's a mitzvah to take trumas and maizes irregardless of whether you're going to eat or not eat the produce. Or let's say shechita. Is shechita a mitzvah or a matir? That's a question. Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. Is it a mitzvah or a matir? Anyway, that's in that word. Okay, let's continue. Asa mamar ubal harezu kimitzvasa. So the Mishnah said, if you do mamar followed by yibum, so that's a normal mitzvah. Says the Gemara, lema mesayle l'Rav Huna, dam Rav Huna mitzvas yibum mikadesh v'achach boel. Wow. Rav Huna says a big chiddush. Even though midoraisa, the way yibum works is you just have the marital relations and that's it. And mamar is only din to rabbanon, but Rav Huna said once the rabbis instituted doing yibum with mamar, that's actually the preferred method. The preferred method is do mamar. You don't want to go, as we're going to speak about on today's whole daf, one of the big themes of today's daf is going to be marriage is not supposed to be all just about bia. That's not what marriage is. There's supposed to be a relationship. There's supposed to be a connection. So Rav Huna said, it's better not to just jump right into the yibum and just do the relations. Have mama first, give her kesef, give her shtar. It should be more of a formal relationship and acquisition, and then the conjugal relationship is obviously a strong part of the relationship, but it's not supposed to be the whole thing. That such a marriage isn't going to last very long. So that's why Rav Huna said it's better to do mama first and then do some. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah, harezu kimitzvasa. It sounds like that's actually the preferred method, mamar followed by yibum. Lema mesayle l'Rav Huna, dam Rav Huna mitzvas yibum, l'chatchila is mekayeh hagavah. So you have no proof to this. Ema afzeh kimitzvasa. No, maybe what the Mishnah means is this is also a way to do it, not that this is the preferred method. Says the Gemara, pshita. I mean, isn't that obvious that that's also a mitzvah? Obvious. That's why the rabbis instituted mamar. They wanted you to do it. Obviously, it's also okay. Says the Gemara. Sakadat chamina. You know what you might have thought? Sakadat chamina. We had this earlier on Daf Chavtes. Within Beis Shammai's opinion, we'll talk about that in a minute. Sakadat chamina. I might have thought kevan to amar mar. Since Rabba said earlier, within the opinion of Beis Shammai. And remember that, because I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Since Rabba said earlier within the opinion of Beishamai, ho'ose mamar biyuvimto. If a person does mamar, parcha himenu zikas yibmin, even though he didn't yet do yibum, so Rabba said earlier, there's no longer zikas yibmin. What do you mean? Since you did mamar, what's mamar? Kesef or shtar. So according to Beishamai, you are now showing that you are now going the marriage route, not the yibum route. So once you've done mamar, maybe there's no longer yibum. You have to do a chuppah, you have to do nisuin. Right, because remember Beis Shammai had said that mamar acquires everything. Mamar, but mamar, according to Beis Shammai, according to Rabbah, mamar throws you off the yibum route and sends you on to the marriage route. So you have to have a chuppah, you have to have nisuin. You can't just do bia. If you were on the yibum route, that's a havamina. So Beis Shammai, for Beis Shammai is actually Maskana. So it's interesting, this Gemara, the Aruch HaNer is going to ask in a second, that Beis Shammai's Maskana becomes Beis Hillel's Havamina, becomes our Havamina. That sounds like you might have thought, since Rabbi said earlier, according to Beis Shammai, so now you need V'chala Olav Zikas Erisin V'nisuin. Now you're going through the marriage route. You're no longer going through the Yibam route. Ema lav mitzvah ka'avid. So you might have thought that it's not the best way to do it. You might have thought that since you're throwing off the Yibam route, you're going on the marriage route. So it's not a good idea. It's not a mitzvah l'chadchila. Kamash malan. So we see from here that that's not true. That in fact, the Mishnah is trying to teach me that no, it's okay l'chadchila to go the mamar route and followed by Bia, that's okay. You're not going the marriage route. You're not going that way. Now, what's interesting here, a couple of points. One second, let me get up my notes here. Of course, I did. One second. So the Ritva over here, first of all, comments that, what's this Habamina? The Ritva says that by going to Mamar, it looks like you're being Mavatal and Mitzvahs Yibam. Right? Yibam is Bia. So just do, what are you doing Mamar for? So it looks like you're trying to like put this in marriage land and take it out of Yibam land. So it's like you're, it looks like you're being Mavatal and Mitzvah of Yibam. Now, the Aruch Laner points out that the Aruch Laner asks, what do you mean? What, this is only according to Beis Shammai we said this. Why is our Mishnah saying that the Chiddush of our Mishnah, we don't follow Beis Shammai, but the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, you might have thought, like Beis Shammai said, what do you mean you would have thought like Beis Shammai? But we don't pass like Beis Shammai. So it's interesting. What comes out is that a lot of times in Shas, you'll have this situation that even if there's a Shita that we don't paskin like, but we do use the logic of that Shita in helping to define the halacha. I was listening to Ari Razni yesterday. He mentioned the following very interesting example of this. There are three opinions in the Gaonim. Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? One opinion says you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. One opinion says you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. One opinion says if you don't have to. But you're allowed to if you want to, but you don't have to. And so we paskin that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. We hold you're not allowed to fast. You have to eat. You have to eat. So what's the din if you forget Yalla V'Yavo and you're suited on Rosh Hashanah? So usually the rule is, if you have to eat, if it's a mitzvah to eat, so if you forget Yalav Yavam, you have to repeat Yalav Yavam. Magen Avraham says no. You don't have to repeat Yalav Yavam. Because there's a legit Shita that holds you're allowed to fast, even though we don't paskin like that Shita, but that Shita does have application when it comes to the mitzvah of forgetting Yalav Yavam. We don't make you repeat benching on Rosh Hashanah if you forget Yalav Yavam, because some people hold you don't have to eat. So as long as some people, so even though that's not a Shita we hold la'halacha, it has effect la'halacha. Beautiful idea. This idea of just the last thing I mentioned before, that this idea that Rav Huna says and that the Gemara seems to say that it's a mitzvah to do mamar followed by yibum. So this idea is because we don't want to stress and highlight the marital relations purely, even in yibum. So we want to highlight the relation. Okay, gufa. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, gufa. Get back to my Zoom, guys. Okay, here you are again. Here we go. Off the notes, back to the faces. Here we go. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Rav Mordechai. Good morning, Dr. Rabbi, Dan.
What is there a difference in Mamar and Yibum in language?
Dr. Joe, we're going to speak about that in a few lines. In a couple of lines. We're going to discuss what is Mamar? Yeah, excellent. Dr. Joe, we're going to talk about it in 1 second. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna. So we learned previously. Amar Rav Huna. Mitzvahs Yibin Mekadosh Achak Boil. V'im Boil. V'asa Mamar Kona. If you did it in the other way around, you did the Bia first, followed by Mamar, it's also Kona. Ask the Gemara. Im Boil. V'asa Mamar Pshita. You did the Yibim first. You did the whole Mitzvah already. Obviously that works. Daha Kanya Bibia. You already were Kona. Ella, Ema, what Rav Huna meant to say is, Imbal, below Mamar, Kana. If you did Bia without Mamar, it works. Just Bia without Mamar certainly works. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya Loke. Whoa! We learned in the Brisa, if you do Bia, just straight Yibam, without Mamar, you get lashes. And Rashi says, the Havamin here is that you get lashes Midaraisa. Tosis says the Havamin is lashes midarabanan. But it's very strange to say that you would get lashes midaraisa just doing. So the Gemara says, no, it means makas. The Gemara answers, makas mardus midarabanan. No, it doesn't mean that you're going to get lashes midaraisa for doing bia without mamar. Why in the world would you think such a thing? But anyway, the Gemara says, oh, it's Makas Magdus Midrabbanan. Why? Because it's Pritzis. It's Pritzis. If you're just going to go straight to the Bia without Mama, once the rabbis instituted, it's the power of the rabbis to say, we're not on the same level they were, whatever they were back when this was originally instituted in the Torah. So we want you to first give her Kesef Ishtar, first create a relationship. We don't want you to go straight to the Bia because that's Pritzis. As we're going to see in a moment, that the rabbis gave lashes for a lot of actions of Pritzis. A lot of type of actions of Pritzis the rabbis gave lashes for. Makas Masra Rabbanan, the Rashba writes that Beis Din nowadays is still allowed to give lashes. You're allowed to give Makas Masra Rabbanan if Beis Din sees people behaving in the wrong way. There was a lot of discussion in the Achronim about whether or not Makas Mardus Midrabban, is that also 39? Or is it no? It's any amount. There's one. Some Gemaras say Makin Oso Achatet Se Nafsho. They give him lashes until he dies, like until he doesn't. And do you need Hasra? Right? The Makas Mardus need Hasra. So there's a lot of discussion about Makas Mardus.
Don't you give lashes for a lav? There's no lav here. Yibam is a mitzvah sase.
Right, so why in the world is there a havamina? That's why Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis says, even the havamina, take a look. Look at the last few lines of the top Tosis, six lines. El of the sakadat, the lokam idirabanan, mishum da asa'u chacham. The rabbis made it kipagea be'eshas achshaloba mako mitzvah. Vim came idirabanan lo kanila below mamar. Right, the whole mamar is only the Rabbanan. So it means that there's a lashes the Rabbanan. Kamash malah, no, it's not me'ikara din mi the Rabbanan. It's makas mardus the Rabbanan. It's pritzis. It's not because you violated the issue the Rabbanan of mamar. It's because of pritzis. So apparently, according to Tosis, there's different types of lashes mi the Rabbanan also. But anyway, so the Gemara says, no, it's only makas mardus the Rabbanan. So if a person does yibia without mamar, he gets lashed on him. De Rav Mangid, because Rav gave Makas Mardas, Man de Mekadesh Bebia. If a person married a girl, we know that there's three ways to get married, Kesar, Star, and Bia. But Rav said, if you're using Bia, you're going to get lashes. That's Pritzis. That's why nowadays we don't do that. We give only the ring, because it's Pritzis. We don't want that to be the whole point of the marriage. Rabbi Rasner on yesterday said that he saw one sheet that's shown him that says that the reason why a chassan fasts on the day of his wedding is one shot is, some people say it's like Yom Kippur, some people say get Mechilas Havainas. So he said one shot is that we're trying to highlight that marriage is not all about physical things. So by removing food for the day, you're highlighting that you don't want to focus on the physical today. You want to focus on the more spiritual, on the social aspect, on she's becoming your best friend or whatever, she's your best friend. You don't want to focus on the physical. The Rav Mangan. Now, and what else? Man de Mekadesh Beshuka. If you marry somebody out in the open in the marketplace. Because that's not showing the proper respect for your wife. You're going to get married in the department store. Uman de Mekadesh Belo Shiduche. If you just marry without Shiduchim, without a Shidduch, without like getting to meet the girl first. So Rav would give lashes for that. Because if you don't meet the girl, then it's not going to be about the relationship. It's just going to be about the wrong things. Ulamad de mevatel gita. If you send a get and then you're mevatel the get, not in front of the get, so the guy's going to bring the shliach, going to bring the get, the girl's going to think she's divorced, she's going to go marry somebody else. So Rav gave lashes. If you're mevatel the get, not in front, you know, you don't tell the girl about it. Ulamad de masa moda gita, same kind of thing. You tell two witnesses that this get is meaningless. Ulamad de pakir l'shliach de rabbanan, someone who doesn't treat a shliach bezin properly. Uman de shay sham de rabban le plus in yomen, a guy who's in chayim for 30 days and he doesn't do anything to get rid of the chayim. For losing the beidin of a tavel shamte, he doesn't go to bezdin to try to get rid of the chayim. Vaal chasna de dar bebe chamui, or on a son-in-law that lives in the house of his father-in-law. De dar in the chalif lo. The Gemara says, what? But you're allowed to go visit with your in-laws. Vahahu de chalif above the bebe chamui. A certain guy used to visit his in-laws' house. Vinagde Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes gave him lashes for even visiting. And so the Gemara, who made them avadai michamse? There was suspicion that he was having an inappropriate relationship with his mother-in-law. And that's why they gave him lashes in that case. But normally visiting is okay. Now, hold on, before we get to Nardai. So Tosis in Kiddushin, the same Gemara shows up in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Tosfos there says that if there are clear indications that the reason why you're living by your in-laws is to save money, or you get free food, or you get free babysitting, then there's no problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach lived by his in-laws for many, many years. They were so dirt poor that they couldn't live anywhere else. So Tosfos says, if that's the reason, or if there's some other clearly extenuating circumstance that's, or some of the Rishonim write, the Ravid I think writes that if there's a separate room for you, so then it's okay too. You're allowed to live with your in-laws. Or if there's something else. So, but says the Gemara, last line, Nardai Amri B'chul Omangi Rav Elo Mekadish B'biyah V'lo Shiduchim. Rav only gave lashes, according to Nardai, if you're Mekadish B'biyah without Shiduchim, V'ikad Amri Afili B'Shiduchim Ami, even if there were Shiduchim, if you're Mekadish B'biyah, Mishum Pritzusa. Because that's a pretzus to be Mekadish B'biyah. Let's continue. Tanar Banam. Kate said, Mama, this is Dr. Joe's question. How do you do Mama? What do you do for Mama? How do you do Mama? Kate said, Mama. No sin la kesef or shava kesef. If you give her kesef or shava kesef. And Rashi adds in, Dr. Joe, va'omar la, hiskadshi li b'mamar yibmin. So it's not exactly the same lashon. Hiskadshi b'mamar yibmin. So you mentioned Yivam. Ubishtar ketzad. So Ubishtar ketzad. What do you mean? Give her the shtar. Kedamaron. So why is it Bryce? Amar Abai, Hachi Kamar. Shtar Ksuvas Yibmin Ketzad. What's the Shtar Yibum? So Kasav La. So what's the Shtar Yibum? The Shtar Yibum is Kasav La. Ana Ploni Bar Ploni Kabilis Yas Kabilis Yas Plonis Yivim Tiolai Lozunu Lefarnasa. I skipped. No, Amar Abai, no, we're not asking about a shtar kiddushin or a shtar yibum, shtar mama. That's obvious. We know what that is. What's the text of a ksuba? Kasav lo, ana ploni bar plonis, kabilis yas plonis, yivim di olai, I accept upon myself, my yivama, lozunu lufarnasa karoi, to give her food, to give her clothing. But we know that the money comes from the estate of the first husband. If the money runs out from the estate of the first one, takin le rabbanan misheni. Then the second husband has to kick in. So that's not easy to divorce her. Let's continue. Let's say you gave a get to your yavama, but at the time of the giving of the get, va'amar hareyat megureshes heimeni. V'i'at mutaras l'chol adam, mahu. You're divorced from me, but you're not, you gave a get to your yavama, but it wasn't a good get. The text of the, and you said to her, at the time of the get, Amar harem u'gureshi hemeni, you're divorced from me, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. V'i'at mutaras l'chol adam. Now that's a bad language. That disqualifies a usual get. So mahu. What's the din by such a get? Do we say that since such a get is disqualified by a regular woman, so too it's meaningless here by the Yavama also? Or no, maybe here because the whole Yibam doesn't require a get anyway. So even a get that's a little bit off still accomplishes that he's no longer allowed to do Yibam to her. And even the other brothers are not allowed to do Yibam to her anymore. And he's usher and her relatives. So would that work? Mao. Get Yavama Durabanun who get the Mahani Beishasish Mahani Biyavama. Get the Lomahani Beishasish Lomahani Biyavama. Since this get wouldn't be a good get by a regular married woman. So it's not a good get by Yavama either. O Dilma Asi Lichlufe Bigita. The whole reason why a get by Yavama does anything is because we're afraid people are going to come to confuse. They'll say just like this get doesn't disqualify her, so too any get doesn't disqualify. Even a kosher get. So people are going to think this is a good get. So we should treat it like a good get. By Yibam in general, we're always worried what people are going to think. Amalei, so Rabbi answered, Chayshin Adam Asa Chlu Begit. You have to be Machmir. Says Gemara, what? It's a puzzle, a get? You can be Machmir? Masa Rabbi Achan, Elamiata. Yoivla Niyara Ba'amach Inami De Puzzle. If a guy gives a girl a blank piece of paper, you're going to say, oh, that's going to disqualify her? Says, well, no, we don't go all that far. Amalei, no. Rabbi says, no. You can't compare that. Hasam, lo pasal b'kahuna. That means nothing. It's not even Re'ech HaGet. Hachal Kapasa B'Kahuna. But if you give this kind of a get, which it's actually a kosher get, but you just said the wrong thing, so that disqualifies her from a Kohen usually. That's what we call Re'ech HaGet. Isadia V'Isha Grusha Me'Isha Lo Yikachu. The extra word Me'Isha, it could have just said V'Isha Grusha Lo Yikachu. The extra word Me'Isha, Afi Lo Niskasha Ela Me'Isha, even if it's a puzzle to get that you only divorced her from you, but you said you're not allowed to marry anybody else, Lo Yikachu. V'Hainu Re'ech HaGet Sheposa B'Kahuna. So there's a difference between just giving her a blank piece of paper and something else. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Harei Amru, Amar Echad L'Lavlar. So Rami Bar Chama says, a guy goes over to a sofer. Ksov get la rusasi. So I have a girl that I already gave kesev and shtar to. We're not fully married. She's just an arusa. But I want you, I'm not sure this wedding's going to work out. So write her a get, l'chye she'ech nesena, agar shena. When I do nisuin, when I fully marry her, this way I'll be all set to divorce her if it doesn't work out. Harei ze get, that's a good get. Why? M'pnei she'biyod l'gashna. Because you could divorce her right now, so it's not a davar shelo ba la'ola. Says the Gemara, uli'isha ba'alma, but if you do this to a stama girl that you are not yet married to at all, ain't get. M'pnei she'ain biyod l'gashna. It's not a good get because it's not within your hands to divorce her. So bayiran rachama. So what about bayibum? What about liyavimto? You haven't done yibum yet. Oh, so let's take a look. So what's the zika? Is the zika like you're already married, or is the zika not like you're already married? Liyavimto mahu what's the din? Kevan dagida be karusel sadamya. Since there's zika, so it's like you're engaged. So you're allowed to write the divorce. It's not a davar shelo balolam. Odeva kevan de loavid b'mamar. Since you didn't do even mama, lo, says Gemara, teku. We're not sure. Tosis points out in Ulish Mama Ain Get, this is only according, this whole Gemara, take a look. Venir Lari, look on the fourth line of the Tosis. Danu Dafka Lamadame Ino de Makna Vashloba Lolam. This Gemara is only according to the opinion that says you can't make a Kenyan on something that is not yet in the world. Avolamanda Omar, Oda Makna, have a get. It would be a get. To be Yado Lagasha, Kamo Bashikur. Yeah, you can marry her and then divorce her. So this has to do with Eino the Makna Shloba Olam. About Eino the Makna Shloba Olam, Rabbi Chana Wasserman is a famous Hakir and Achronim. Why does that work? That you can't, let's say, you can't sell something that's not in the world yet. Some of the Achronim ask Akasha, how could Yaakov have sold the Bechorah to Esav? How could Esav have sold the Bechor to Yaakov? It was a davar shelo ba la'olam. He didn't inherit the thing yet. So how could you sell that which you haven't inherited yourself yet? So some achronim say that's why Esav made Yaakov, that's why Yaakov made Esav swear. Because what's the problem with being makne davar shelo ba la'olam? So the achronim, Rabbi Chanan says, two problems. Either, if the thing's not in the world yet, you can't make a kinyan on something that's not in the world yet. So one is a problem with the kinyan. Or it's a problem with the das. I'm not going to take you seriously if the thing's not in the world yet. So it's a chizor of the das. So maybe by making Esav swear, he was taking care of the das. He was saying Esav is really serious about this by swearing, so he'll take care of the das. Okay, let's continue. Boy Rav Chananya. So this amud, this daf, is very important in terms of understanding how related Zika is to marriage. We keep discussing this connection of how related Yibam is to marriage. So, Bai Rav Chananya, a Yavam who did Mamar, Kasav Get, Lizikaso Velolam Hamaro. Wow. So he does Mamar, and then he gives a Get. But he says, I'm not giving the Get for the Mamar, I'm giving the Get to disqualify the Zika, not for the Mamar. So the question is, does he now need another Get to get rid of the Mamar? Bai Rav Chananya, Kasav Get, Lizikaso velo lamamaro. He gave a get to get rid of the Zika, but not to get rid of the Mamar. Or the other way around. Or lamamaro velo lizikaso. Or he said, I'm just giving this get to undo the Mamar, but I don't want this get to have any bearing on the overall Zika. I want to still be allowed to do a Yibum to her. I'm just changing my mind for now, but I want to still be allowed to do Yibum for her later. Velo lizikaso. He's not trying to get rid of the Zika. Mao. Does this only get rid of what he said it gets rid of? Or does this get rid of everything? Because if the get just gets rid of the mamar, if it works, so then she'll be usher on the migarish. But maybe she won't, if it just gets rid of the mamar, maybe she'll be usher on him, but not usher on the other people. They'll be allowed to be miyabimer. However, if it gets rid of everything, if it gets rid of the Zika, even the other brothers, that if it gets rid of the Zika, if the get does not work to only get rid of the mamar, it gets rid of everything, so then he would be allowed to do Yibam, but the other brothers wouldn't. So it depends which. Right. If it only gets rid of the mamar, so then he would be allowed to. All right, let's get this down. Hold on one second. I apologize. Give me one second here. Again, so Rav Chanan is asking a fine question. A guy writes a get to get rid of the Zika and not the mamar, or he writes a get, a different case. He wants to get rid of the mamar, not the Zika. What's the din? So what's the issue? If the get... if the get works to get rid of the mamar, if you succeed in getting rid of the mamar, so then she's usser for Yibam on the Megarish, but she's not usser on the other brothers if he gets rid of the mamar. But if the get does not only work to get rid of the mamar, if it doesn't work to get rid of just the mamar by itself, so then it's nothing. So the Megarish himself is also allowed to do Yibam. Right. So if the get works in a partial way, so then it's usher on him, he can't do it, but the other people will be able to still do Yibam. But if it works, if the get does not only get rid of the mamar by itself, it gets rid of everything, if it doesn't work partially, then it's nothing, and then he himself would also be allowed to do Yibam. That's the question. And the Gemara asks like this: Mamar ilave Zika karami. When a guy does mamar, it's added on to the Zika. Vahavale kimagarish chatzi isha. So by doing the, you can't do it part way. If you do it on part of it, it's meaningless. It's zero, and you could still do yibam. It's totally meaningless. Vahamagarish chatzi isha lo asav lo klum. So she's not divorced at all. If you're just specifying, I'm only doing it on the mamar and not the Zika, or only on the Zika, not the mamar, that's meaningless. And therefore, it's nothing. And anyone can still do Yibam. Odilma, no. Maybe the Zika and the mamar are two different things. And you can just divorce part of her. And if you divorce part of her, so then you can't do Yibam, but the other brothers could still do it. Says the Gemara, "V'tifsha lemi de Rava." Let's answer this from the words of Rava. De Amar Rava, because Rava said, "If before the guy died, nasan get lema maro hutra sarasa." So you see, if you give a get to mamaro, so then the co-wife is totally mutter. So you see, the other brothers, she's not usher on him. Right, what was the case over here? So this was a case that Rava said. What was the case? This was the Mishnah earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph. Three brothers married to three women who are not sisters. One of them dies, and the second brother does mamar, and then he also dies. So now his mamar wife and the other woman fall in front of the third brother. So Rava said, if the guy had given a get to the mamar, hutra. So you see, even though he gave a get only for the mamar, The get gets rid of everything. The get is mafkia, the whole kinyan. So you see that the get works for the mamar. Says, well, you're right. L'rava pshitale. L'rav chanani mi boile. My. So Gemara says, teku. We're not sure. Let's continue. Says Gemara, cholatz v'asa b'mamar. The Mishnah said, if you did chalitza and then you did mamar. Right? Cholatz v'asa b'mamar. Or you cholatz. You did chalitza followed by mamar, or followed by get, or followed by bia. Or you did bia followed by mamar, followed by get, followed by chalitza. So then, ein acha chalitza klum. Says Gemara. The words of our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Akiva, who said that to have relations with your chalutza, that's an iser lav, and kiddushin are not tovsim b'chayv elavin. Aval chachamim omrim, yesh acha chalitza klum. The chachamim say that that if you do mamar after chalitza, so you would acquire her, because it's not it's only chayv elavin. And the Chacham say kiddushin are tovsim b'chayv elavin. So if you have relations with your chalitza, if you marry your, if you do kiddushin after your chalitza, so then you would violate the lav, and it would work. Marriage after chalitza would work because kiddushin is tovsim b'chayv elavin. Ask the Gemara. Mimot says mokus like Rabbi Akiva. How can you say the Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva? V'aktani reisha. It says at the beginning of the Mishnah, nosan get va'asa mamar. If you give a get and then you do mamar. Tzricha get v'chalitza v'Rabbi Akiva kevan diyav l'get mi ma'ani b'mamar. If you give a get first followed by mamar, it's meaningless according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? V'hatani v'lintan b'raisa Rabbi Akiva omer minayin l'nosin get li'vim doshin nesra alav olamis. Rabbi Akiva learns a special halach. If you give a get to your yavama, she's usher for you to marry forever. Shnema lo yucha bala rishna asher shilcha. Special din, if you give a get to your Yevimto, you can't marry her ever again. Special lav. Achar shiluach. After divorce, you can't do it. Amar Ravashi, get Yibim Midrabanan. Across Machta Ba'amar. Rabbi Kiva didn't mean that there's really an Issa Doraisa here. It's only an Issa Drabanan. It's only Smachta Midoraisa. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees you are allowed to marry her after the get. The words in the Mishnah of that ein achar chalitza klum is only Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva said you have mamzer michayv elavin, so therefore a chalitza is like an erva, it's only a lav. But the chacham say no. After chalitza, if you do mamar, it would acquire a midoraisa as marriage. Vani omer. Rebbe says, Rebbe himself said, no. Emasai bizman shekitcha l'shem ishus. When do we say that the halacha is like chachamim, that kiddushin are tofsim biyavama after chalitza midoraisa? Bizman shekitcha l'shem ishus. That's only if you married her for the sake of marriage. Aval kitcha l'shem yabmus. But if you're mekadesher for the sake of yibum, ein acha chalitza klum. So then, no, it does not work. Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, and this is going to be, we're not going to have five, we're not going to do them all today, but we're going to have five versions of this Braisa, of how to understand this Braisa. Tanya Idach, Hacholetz Liyavimto, V'chazav Ekitcha, a guy does Chalitza, and then he marries her, he gives her Kesef Kiddushin. Rebbe Omer, Im Kitcha L'shem Ishus, Tzricha Himenu Get. If you married her for the sake of marriage, then you need a get. But l'shum yabmus, if you're marrying her to do yibum, ain't tzricheh men a get. Then you don't need a get. V'chachamim omrim, what are you talking about? What's the difference? Bein shekitcha l'shum isus, bein shekitcha l'shum yabmus, tzricheh men a get. Chachamim say, it doesn't matter what you say. If you marry her after chalitza, it's a lav. There's an isha lav to marry your chalitza. So, kiddushin tovsin b'chayv elavin, so you need a get. Ah, now the Gemara is going to have five Amoraim to explain what the root of the dispute is here. What's the logical root of the dispute? Today we'll just do one or two of them. We're going to have Rav Yosef, Abaye. We're going to have the all-star team of the Amoraim of the generations. Rav Yosef, Abaye, Rava, Rav Shravya, Rav Ashi, Ravina. Six opinions. 6 shitas of what the root of this is. We're only going to do 2 of them today. I'm Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe. What's the reasoning of Rebbe that there's a difference between marrying her for yabmus versus marrying her for marriage? My time with the Rebbe. Asa'ua ka'odeh b'nichsei ha'ger. It's like you were plowing on the nechasim of a ger who died without inheritors. Ukasavah shalohim. But he thinks it's his land. Delo kani. You think it's your land, but it's not your land. It's the land of a ger. So even though usually plowing the land of a ger is kona, since you're doing it with the wrong intentions, it's no good. So to over here, this woman is, if you would marry her, so that would work. But if you are trying to be miyabim her, you did chalitza to her already. You can't marry her as a yivama. I'm going to lay Abai. How could you compare these two cases? Me dummy. Abai said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef. Me dummy. Hasam loka mechavin lemikne klal. There, you're not intending to acquire at all. You think it's yours. But hacha kamechavin lemikne. But here, you are intending to acquire her. Halo dami elo odu b'nichse ger zeh. Kasava shel ger acherhu. Dekani. It's like you're plowing in the property of one ger, and you know it's one ger, but it's really somebody else, a different ger. So you're intending to acquire it. So let's just do one more. Elomer Abaye, Hacham Askin, going to Omala Eskashli B'mama Yibmin. He said, I want you to marry you with Mamar Yibmin. Since you're saying beferish that you want it to be like Mamar, so Mamar doesn't work after Chalitza. Rebbe Savar Mamar Ilavei Zika Karami. Rebbe holds, Mamar is added on to the Zika. It relies on the Zika. And it's Mechazik the Zika. So it can't work by itself. Va'asai Chalitza v'afke l'Zika. Chalitza uprooted the Zika, so the Mamar can't work at all. V'rabbanan Savrei, Ha'iluchu dekoi v'ha'iluchu dekoi. Meikara, Ilu amal eskachli mami yimin milo mahani, sahashta nami mahani. Just like Mamar works before Chalitza, so Mamar works also after Chalitza. So that's Abaye's answer. Tomorrow is daf. We will do Bez Hashem 4 more answers. Rava, Rav Shravya, Rav Ashi, and Ravina give 4 more explanations to this machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim. Everyone should have a wonderful day.